The role of the environment in ADHD has really attracted a lot of interest. There are several things that we know are definitely associated with ADHD. Lead is a very good example. High levels of lead in the environment and high levels of lead in the blood are very clearly associated with ADHD. There are also factors in the prenatal factors, like if a mum smokes, for example, the risk of the child having ADHD is greatly increased. And that's particularly the case if the child has a certain genotype or gene makeup. If the child has, there are lots of different genes which influence the ADHD. One of them is of the dopamine transporter, it's called the DAT gene. And if a kid has a certain form of the DAT gene and mum smokes, their risk of having ADHD is very, very elevated indeed. So that's a good example of how environmental risks interact with the genotype of the child. Other ones that are very well known are dietary factors. These are much more controversial, but there's certainly a good, very large study from Southampton that shows that some food additives and colorants may have a very slight effect on the level of hyperactivity in all kids. So this isn't just ADHD. It's not that it's going to cause ADHD, but a lot of food additives and colorants may well have a slight effect in making a child a little bit more hyperactive. But I think that with some very big exceptions, such as lead, there are very few environmental factors that, you know, very directly cause ADHD. It seems to be they have a complex interaction with the genetic makeup of the child, and just as it takes lots of genes to make up ADHD, so there may well be lots of different environmental factors involved.